go ahead and open our Bibles this evening and going back to this precious study in Romans. And we're in the 8th chapter and thanking God again for His faithfulness to us, this wonderful word. I thank the Lord that you're always in the time of more light upon light if you want it. I thank God that He's a God of increase. And as we've been rejoicing again, how they're even looking out into the outer space in the universe, and they're just so numbed in the brain all the time. Well, how is that happening? It's all increasing at an increasing rate. Well, let me tell you something. It never stops with the Lord. And I thank God. And neutral you cannot be. You're either going to grow on or you're going to withdraw. God help us to want more of Him. Be that ever-increasing wineskin filled with that precious, wonderful wine. Hallelujah. But we left off in that 25th verse of Romans 8. And thank God we really are at the heights, wonderful heights of what the Lord has envisioned for us. Matter of fact, we left off at the most monumental moment of the ages, if you really think about it. And that most monumental moment of the ages is the moment that the sons of God are going to be manifested. All of creation groaning, brothers and sisters, for the manifestation of the sons of God. And remember why that this moment is the moment of the ages. It's because it's the moment of the revealing of the highest praise to the working of the grace of the Son of God. The heights of it. When she is revealed, that is the masterpiece of grace. Praise God. Nothing but grace. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing but Him. That's why we see those four living ones that represent the bridal company there in Revelation 4 that are in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning jointly together with Him, glorified together with Him, descending from heaven, having the glory of God and her light. She's like Him. Praise God. And thank the Lord how even in those wonderful beasts that they're called, or those four living ones, we see, praise God, one is a lion. That's Christ Jesus there seen in Matthew. We see one as a calf. Well, that's the servant seen, praise God, in Mark of our precious Lord and Savior. We see one, it says, of those beasts as a man. That's precious in Luke, depicting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the man. And finally, one of those living ones were as an eagle, that full overcoming one. Praise be to God, the book of John. Those four gospels, that's why that company is depicted or told or revealed. Words couldn't explain them. Nothing could get at that. So praise be to God for the types and the shadows. They're like Him. Isn't that wonderful? All of those things that we've seen from Genesis all the way through Revelation that speak of this moment of the revelation of the bride, the Lamb's wife. And I want to make sure we understand this. This is not to her glory, but this is to His glory. And that's what's so beautiful about this. As she is shown and revealed to all throughout the ages, her beauty, her stunning glow is one thing. It is Him. For she is the one that has the glory of God, Jesus. Praise God. For she is filled with all the fullness of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. She has taken, praise God, everything that the Spirit has given. And it is in that moment, brothers and sisters, that all creation, as we read back there in those few verses there in the 8th chapter, it's that moment that all creation is waiting for and all creation groans for. And you think about that, why not? Why not? Let me tell you something. All things are held together. All things consist because of Him. All things by Him were made. Praise God. So I believe that this is His orchestra. Amen? And when the maestro says, it's time, it's all going to sing out. It's all going to break loose. Praise God. I pray that this is changing us from glory to glory, knowing what's to come. that magnificent moment that he is going to be magnified all in all. What a time it's going to be. Hallelujah. And you know what? Yes, by that wonderful grace, we can endure. Now, all things are just waiting to cry out, brothers and sisters, for this delivery to come. But know again that it's dependent upon one thing. It won't begin until the moment of her rapture. It won't begin. It won't even start in that procession. But know this, the sweetest groan of all is her groan. The sweetest groan of all to him is her ache. Praise God, to be with him, to be like him, as we read, to be clothed with a body like unto his own glorious body. And now let's go ahead in that 8th chapter, and we will read now from verse 26. And it says there, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, praise the Lord, amen. I'll tell you what, I get a little bit goosebumps here thinking, man, the Trinity's all over this. Isn't it wonderful? You talk about perfect harmony and just a symphony, praise God, of oneness. This is the Godhead. So as we begin this here in the 26th verse, it says, likewise. Likewise means moreover. Also means the Godhead now continuing on in its completely faithful manner to us. And it says here that even though we do groan, the Spirit helps our infirmities. Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine? God's got it covered. Amen. He knows us. He's made us. I thank God. He knows our thought afar off. He knows our downsetting. He knows our uprising. Amen. He knows what we need. He's got those before-ordained good works that we should walk therein. It's all laid out, praise the Lord. And by faith, we walk in them. Amen. We believe God. See, we believe in his love. Again, it is the faith that worketh by love. You're never going to walk by faith until you receive the love of God. You will not grow in faith until you receive more of the love of God. It will not happen. That's why it is so imperative and so important to understand, to know the love of Christ. Isn't that wonderful how that's so brought out? To know, and not just know it, but to know every dimension of it, the height, the breadth, the width, the length, all of it. Thank God that that is there for us. But even though we groan and the Spirit helps our infirmities, we're reading here that we would just think, well, yes, he's going to help our aches and pains and things like that. But let me tell you something, with God, it's so much more, because he's talking about perfecting us. He's talking about a completion, hallelujah, a faithful finishing. And how the Spirit really, really helps us, brothers and sisters, is really even unknown to us most of the time. That's how faithful our God is. We've talked about it many times. I'm going to spend eternity. I'm sure I could. Lord, what all did you do for me? I'm a learning. It's more, it really is. Lord, just help me by your grace to show up. Quit thinking. Cease of my own works and enter into the rest of God. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful to rest upon him and come all the way through that wilderness? Quit trying to figure it out. Oh, I thank Jesus. And as I want to try to figure it out, the love of God just sweeps over my heart and says, oh, I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't want to think about, well, my contingency plans of what I have to do. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Oh, it just, it does. It It's a joy, it's a thrill to rest. I'm so thankful to God for that breast of my Lord and Savior that I come boldly to that rocking chair of grace. It is well. It is well. It's good. And I just sit in that wonderful chair, and He rocks me. Praise God. Oh, how wonderful. They can get all busy about the ship, but I'm going in the belly with Him. We're going to go sleep. Oh, I love that. How good He is to us. But you see, brothers and sisters, as the Spirit really helps us here, is saying things that really we don't even understand. This is that exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I thank God for this. Listen to this again as He tells us here. For we know not. Look at that. You don't know. I don't know. And what don't I know? What we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I mean, the incredible love and faithfulness of our Lord, it just blows me away every time. Things that cannot be uttered, things that can't even be expressed. Huh? Yea, the deep things of God by my Spirit. This is where He's going with this. Yes, I understand that I have not seen and ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love Him. But yea, by my Spirit, the deep things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. How He's invited us in. See, this is the Holy Ghost. This is the Comforter. This is the one that takes the things of Christ and makes them ours. See, this is such a revelation, brothers and sisters, of Esther. Remember Esther? That precious story and their old Haggai, the keeper of the women, that chamberlain. Isn't that wonderful, that precious story? See, she knew absolutely nothing about getting prepared. She knew absolutely nothing about being beautified to be presented to the king. She was just a little ignorant orphan girl. But there was one thing that she believed. She believed in the word and the ministering that was coming through the keeper of the women. He knows it. I've been instructed to take it all from Him. Not add anything of myself. He knows what He is doing. And that's exactly, brothers and sisters, the faithfulness of the Trinity. The faithfulness, praise God, of the Holy Ghost, taking the things of Christ and showing them unto us, making them ours. Isn't that awesome? The faithfulness of the Godhead. Thanking the Lord that we know that the will of the Godhead is to guide us into all truth, that our eyes would be enlightened with understanding. And how does that happen? By the shedding of the love of God to us and in us and abroad in our hearts. See, that's what the Holy Ghost does, is He takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in our hearts. That's why people stop growing in the things of the Lord. They stop learning about the love of God. They think they've got it all. Well, let me tell you something. Knowing the love of Christ goes on and on and on. We're talking about the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness to us in the ages to come. I love it. There's so much more. And as the Holy Ghost continues to minister, and let me tell you something. That journey all the way to the bridegroom, He's got something to say to you all the way along. Huh? You think she got there about halfway? Oh, I think I've heard enough. Why don't you shut it off for a while? Let's just go. It don't work that way. You're not following that anymore. You're hooked off somewhere in a real storm. And that's the truth. Now, brothers and sisters, this is so vitally important that we truly humble ourselves before the Lord, that, you know, Lord, Thou knowest. You know this. I need to know this from You. I know I don't know anything, but I do know one thing, that it's Your will to give it to me. But here it goes. We don't even know how to pray. Huh? Oh, I know some people that really think they know how to pray. Well, let me pray. I'm going to pray and send chills up your spine. I'm going to pray and people are going to cry. I remember one time, that guy was praying, and he thought he was going to pray a real prayer at breakfast, and I was sitting next to Brother Hill, and that guy was praying and praying and praying, and I knew it was going to happen. I thought, boy, would you like to get away? And, well, Brother Hill started eating. And he was still praying. Guy opened his eyes and he said, what? He said, now let me tell you something, son. We came here to fellowship, to eat this meal, but I didn't come here to hear you preach a sermon. And that was it. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Let the Spirit do it. Amen. And there's some things to learn. I'm sure there's a lot of things to learn on a lot of things about what I just told you in the story there. But, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. But see, that's the faithfulness of our precious Lord, brothers and sisters, is, you know what? I just think it's awesome that I don't even know how to pray. The faithfulness of our God is even our praying, brothers and sisters, is all Him. And I hope that we really get this eventually, that, you know what? We are little lumps of clay. Lumps of clay. Isn't that wonderful? Get it. We're lumps of clay. And I thank the Lord that we are completely His workmanship. And with His hands all over me and His anointing oil all over me, something's going to happen. And something's about to happen. Praise God. And I rejoice that I am His workmanship. I thank the Lord that that same gospel that touched Paul, as he said, oh, it wasn't given to me of a man, any man. This was given to me of God. He gave this to you. It's so wonderful. He may have used vessels to pour it through, absolutely, and it's wonderful. But the Lord gave this to you. That Holy Ghost ministered it to you. And that's what's so beautiful. He met you at the well. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. How He drew us. And how He grows us up. And how He is guiding us into all truth. Now, go over to Jude 1:20. Let's read Jude 1:20 for a minute. It says, but ye beloved. But ye beloved. Much love. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that something? I thank the Lord. So again, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I love that building there. See, there's that building, and that's the same building that you'll read over here in Acts 20:32. We had a little study on it at night not too long ago, where it says in 20:32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And oh, what a building it is. How powerful all this is. But where I'm going with this tonight, brothers and sisters, is why is it faith and why is it the Holy Ghost? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the love. Because of the love. The Holy Ghost is the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in our heart. The Holy Ghost is the one and the only one that's going to reveal how ravished He is with you. Isn't that something? Most people I ever talk to, they want to tell me how much they love Jesus. That's wonderful. I'm thank God that you love Jesus. But as I learn the depths of the riches of Christ, it's how much He loves me. That Shulamite finally got it. I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me. Yes. Praise the Lord. See, the Holy Ghost is the one that will set Christ's love for you. Christ's love for you aflame in your heart. That's the difference. Yes, I pant after Him because I truly see His desire for me. And that's why praying in the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, is so important. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, it says, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we speak mysteries unto God. Mysteries unto God. That means hidden things. The most precious things. Those mysteries, praise the Lord, that are seen all throughout Ephesians. How about the mystery of Christ in the church? That, praise God, the bride will be taken out from her. Now, do you kind of maybe remember why Paul said, and maybe think, maybe that's why he said that, I'm glad I speak in these precious tongues more than ye all. Huh? Praise God. Uttered. They couldn't be expressed. But God in his faithfulness knew that there was a groaning that it needed to be expressed, didn't it? And you know, the only one that can express that love language is the precious Holy Ghost that brings that through our lives. And I thank the Lord for these things. I thank God how, again, brothers and sisters, this is the precious work of the Trinity. Hallelujah. Now verse 27 goes on to say, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, here's another part of the Godhead. He that searches the hearts. Listen to that. He that searches the hearts. Amen. So we know it's the Father that is seeking the true worshiper that worships him in spirit and in truth. We get that from John 4. And we know that the Father has sent the Holy Ghost out to find them who are willing to minister to and to guide into all truth. But as we rejoiced a couple Sundays ago, I want you to go over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and let's read again about that precious word. And in Hebrews 4, 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we're talking about the Word of God. So here we know that the Word, as it says here, praise God, it's the Word that searches the hearts. Yes, it's the all-powerful Word of God. And as is being brought out here in Hebrews, we know that the one that truly is this powerful word is this Paul's gospel to us who believe. And oh, what the proposal to the Lamb's wife is doing in those that will receive it. Praise God. I thank the Lord that this precious proposal is showing forth the sincere ones. The ones that are clear to the light. Sincere, amen. Ones that are transparent, ones that are like him, ones, praise God, that have the first love. See, brothers and sisters, are we beginning to really get a vision of what's going on here in this precious eighth chapter of Romans? This is the message, truly, to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That wonderful verse back there in the 17th verse of the eighth chapter, there was a precious transition that was brought to and made at that moment. We are all heirs of God as children of God, ones that have accepted Christ Jesus as Savior. We are heirs of God. But what happened then was the invitation and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer together with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. Brothers and sisters, this is where this is going. There is going to be a company that is ruling and reigning together with Jesus Christ, that will be glorified together with him, that all of creation at this very moment is groaning for her presentation. That's where we're going. That's where God has this trending. That's where, praise the Lord, this discerning and searching that's going on in the 27th verse here. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is beautiful, brothers and sisters. The Word knows. See, the Word knows the mind of the Spirit, the perfect oneness. Again, the different workings of the Trinity here, but the oneness of their perfection, the harmony beyond comprehension. And the Holy Ghost makes intercession. But it is the Word, praise His name, that searches the intents, the true feeling, the sincerity, brothers and sisters. Is it first love? Praise God. See, I thank the Lord in these things, brothers and sisters. We can put on a good show. We might be able to fool others in different things. But you know, love's love. It just is. You know, I've been around people that act like they love people, or maybe even love, I got to say this right, don't want to get myself in trouble. Sometimes we can put on a show to show affection. God help us not to do that. Whether it's with one another, whether it's even with our spouses and things like that, we don't need to do that. I thank God for that. I had a sweet dad, and you know, he wasn't like overly huggy and different things on my mom, especially in public and things of that nature. But I never saw a man that loved his wife so much. He loved my mother. And I'd see once in a while that he would take her hand and pat her or something of that nature. But I thank God for the sincerity. And I thank the Lord that all these vessels are different. We don't need to make a show. God help us to not try to draw attention to ourselves, to again to say, well, look at me, how much I love the Lord. Now, I understand very much so, and I thank the Lord for it. You know, the love of God got to constrain us sometimes too. For your sakes, to remain sober. And we know that, and I thank the Lord. We do need to be willing to be a vessel that praise the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I thank God for those things. But we also have to respect and understand too. Let me tell you something. These are all precious different vessels. And how God tunes each little instrument is wonderful. And thanking the Lord for those things. But see, brothers and sisters, it's because of all this perfect grace and this perfect faithfulness and this perfect working power that there is nothing lacking to us. There's nothing lacking. Praise God, we've got it all. And in that, we can grow up into Him in all things. Now, I want you to take that again as we move now to one of the most glorious verses in the Word of God, that wonderful 28th verse. To really understand that this precious message, which going forth right now, is truly to ones that have that agape love, that truly want His best, that want to win Him, that truly are taking that proposal, the offering that He says there. My goodness, it's wonderful. You're an heir of God. It's exciting. But let me tell you something. I've got a double portion for you. I want you to be a joint heir together with my son. I want that for you. I've given everything for you to have it. Matter of fact, we even got the Holy Spirit here. Isn't that wonderful? The power of my might. And He happens to be the only one that can perform all of this in you. All of it. Freely given. That precious power. And it's all about what? Love. It's all love. That's what that Holy Ghost does, is He takes truth in love. He takes this word, praise God, that man tries to study with their mind and tries to debate and strife over and all these things that they're trying to do with it. He says, that's not any of it. This is love. This is a love story. And this is His love proposal to you. That's how personal this is. I thank the Lord for this, and thanking the Lord again that He gave us this wonderful Holy Ghost to do this. This is that meeting, that appointment at Rebecca at that well, when Eliezer comes to her, and praise be to God, and meets her at that well to tell and to show her. And He has all the things of the Father. They're all there. And what is all the Father's? It's my son. That's what's so beautiful. Yeah, he's got all of this and this and everything, but it's him. This is who he is. Let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about how beautiful and wonderful he is. Matter of fact, I know he's never met you, but let me tell you how much he loves you. Let me tell you how much and how perfect the Father told me, matter of fact, who it would be. And you know who it is? It's you. And you, and you, and you. Just like precious Rebecca. Isn't that wonderful? I think about that servant as he was sent out there. Well, what happens if I don't find her? Just go. Just go on. I'll just, it'll happen. Isn't that awesome? How wonderful. How wonderful. Thanking God for these things. But now, brothers and sisters, because of all this, because there is nothing lacking, because we now, praise the Lord, have everything given to grow up into him in all things, here's what we have. Here is the confidence. Here is the assurance that we have. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Do you believe that God withholds nothing good from your life? Amen. Have you taken the grace, praise God, to thank him in all things, to thank him always, to be a vessel to the praise and the glory of his grace? I'll tell you what, that takes a lot of grace. And especially in this day and age, brothers and sisters, I was thinking of many of the challenges in the meeting right now, and in families and things of that nature. I've never seen such great test on all fronts. Every single way, every situation. And truly, that impressed me. Lovest thou me more than these? Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. God is working the greatest work, and I thank the Lord that he is doing it in the saints of the Most High. But see, this precious 28th verse, it assures us, hallelujah, it gives us complete confidence in his complete devotion and his never-ending love, his backing for us forever, forever. He has got it, hallelujah, the love of God to us. And praise the Lord, and we know. Isn't that wonderful that you know? I know lots of Christians that don't know this. I know lots of Christians that read this, but they really don't believe it. They think that somehow I've got to get to earning this. I'm just telling you what, praise God, as you've come along here in Romans, you know what? I know this. I know this. I know him. I know his love for me, and I'm confident in his love for me. Christ in me does know this. And notice here as we just touch on this 28th verse tonight. It's all things. Not some things. Not part of the things. And we know that all things. How wonderful. Brothers and sisters, we're sitting on things tonight. We're sitting on things tonight. And he's assured you all things. All things. There's no oops, nothing got by. This is all things. Complete confidence in this. Hallelujah. Uprising, downsetting, even our failures. But he makes it known, brothers and sisters, to them that love God. To them that love God. This love here is the divine agape love. The agape love. Do you remember when Peter was asked by Jesus, Peter, do you love me? You know what his reply was? Lord, I filio love you. Filio. That wasn't the divine agape. It was a friend. There was a confidence there. Thankfulness. But it wasn't the assurance of the divine agape love. Peter, do you love me? Oh, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Again, not the divine, not the agapha or agape, but the filial. And even the third time,
He even answers him once again with the filial love. It didn't change all the way through. Now, this is very important, brothers and sisters, because thank the Lord that this is the divine love that the Lord is speaking of here. This is speaking of first love. This is speaking of a love that only the Holy Ghost, praise His name, can really produce in our lives. Amen. This is the love being shed abroad in our hearts, brothers and sisters. And God help us to really get the gravity of this, that we really love God, that we really do love the Word of God, that we love His life in us. And in that love, praise the Lord, that's the love that causes us to be them that are called according to His purpose. Called according to His purpose, that thy will, thy perfect, complete, all the will of God. Yes, all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That would be done in us. Now, many read this, brothers and sisters, and I'm sure we've heard it said many times. Oh, it's all working together for my good. It's all working together for my good. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's think about that. God will not be mocked in our departure from His Word. He won't. As the Word of God says, all things are lawful, but all things are not beneficial to our lives. Amen? That's the truth, brothers and sisters. I thank the Lord for, again, His chastening here. I understand that we can never be separated from the love of God, but we sure can separate ourselves from His fellowship. Do you know that? I do. Ask the prodigal. He knew that he wasn't separated from the love. Oh, that love that met him, just that one step towards the kingdom. But I'll tell you what, there was a separation that he chose from the fellowship of the Father. Amen. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, this is to them and for them that love God. Not them that love themselves. And if it's self first, as Sister Bodie says, then all things, as it says here, are not for your service. That's hard for some to take. Well, I know the Lord loves me. Yes, I do know the Lord loves you. But He's not going to back your defiance. He's not going to back your bitterness. He's not going to back you moving in your own principles, in yourself once. That's not going to be backed. He loves you. But I will tell you something. Sin begats sin. Glory begats glory. We understand these things. And when I'm going out and I'm making my own way, as they say, and I'm going to make my own path, let me tell you something. That's not going to work out for my good. It's not. There's a way that seems right to man, and that way is death. That's a destructive way. The Bible tells us very clearly that it's about gold, silver, and precious stone. That wood, hay, and stubble is going to burn. It's going to burn. Thank God for His faithfulness that that person won't, as the child. But what a wasted life. And we're talking about here and now. And we can spin our wheels. We can build bigger barns. We can get caught up into a lot of things. But I'm not after the good. I'm not after the acceptable. The Lord's put a mark for the prize in my heart. The perfect will of God. Amen. This is where this is going, precious hearts. This is so wonderful. But brothers and sisters, know this, that the moment we step towards that kingdom in faith, the moment we step to that kingdom in faith, it's not some long road back. It's immediate. Isn't it awesome? The moment that that son knew, he didn't have to find his way back. Bang! He was back. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, I got to find my way back. You don't have to find way. He already knows where you're at. You've been in defiance way for a long time. And he's been right there. Come on, honey. Come on, honey. Come on. He's still in my hand. I know where you're at. Just turn. You never left my arms. Just turn. And how wonderful. One step. Jesus' name. And hallelujah. Fully backed by Romans 8:28. Isn't that awesome? Oh, hallelujah. Romans 8:28, alive and well and all powerful. Taking even the mistakes, even all my unbelief. He said all things. And he takes all that in that precious moment of faith and works them together for my good. Huh? Oh, praise God, my life does have many parts of it didn't have to be, but it had to be. Amen? I'm looking at all of them, every life here. How wonderful. But now God's brought you to a place. Lord, I want to yield. I want this day to be that day of yielding. I want to come after you. I want to be fully purposed. I know your faithfulness to me, your love is everlasting. But praise God, I'm falling in love with how much you love me. That's what it is. But see, if we'll stay away in pride or defiance or whatever, there's no power in this verse that's working for us at that time, and we must know it. To them that love God. Love God. We're talking about all things working together for good. To them that love God. He always loves you. But we're talking again about them that take that love and want to grow in that love and have that love. Praise the Lord, and power working in our lives. And I believe, God willing, we'll go ahead and we'll stop here, but we'll hit this more a little bit next week. But I was thinking a little bit here in the meantime, with all this grace and love to us, may we yield to His goodness. Amen? It's about time. It's about time to just turn. Amen. To turn our eyes upon Him. Thinking about how that really hit me. And I've testified to this many times. At the age of 33, it was that broken heart and contrite spirit. Loved Him. But I'm talking about a broken heart and contrite spirit. It hit me, Lord, you give grace to the humble. And I was too busy to be humble. Humble like I needed to be. And I'm talking about in a place to receive more grace. To receive that grace, to take the faith, to let God rule and overrule in my life. To let glory begin to grow. Love. Peace, kindness. And how wonderful. How wonderful. Maybe if we just chew on this a while, we'll just meet up in heaven next week. What do you think? Wouldn't that be something? That'd be something. This is what it is. And I thank God how wonderful He is to us, brothers and sisters. And it's all there for us. And it is, as we even sing that song, let the Lord have His way. Those simple things, just letting the Lord have His way. We're passing through, aren't we? We're passing through, abiding till He comes. Speaking with a brother I just met here, he's in church tonight, praise God.
And we're not from here. We're just aliens to this place and not getting our tent stakes down too much and just passing through. Don't want to get too serious about it. Don't want to get too caught up. Oh, there's some exciting things that happen. Yep. A lot of neat events. The Lord allows His people to do some pretty exciting things. God help us to always put them in their place. I'm not defined by what I do in this life. Not. Doesn't define me. Work or all these different things. I thank God that I have a precious wife, and I thank God that I have children, and I thank God that He's given me different occupations in this life. But I'll tell you one thing. This life, praise God, is about one thing, and that's Christ in me, the hope of glory. I get it. I get it. It's reward time. This is reward time. I want to be His reward. I want to be, praise God, as He's there and His reward is with Him. I want to be His reward. All those things that He's done, that precious life that He gave upon that cross, the willingness to go to be seated at the right hand of the Father, to wait for His love, His dove, His fair one. Yeah. That's the mark. Amen. Let that ravish us. Praise His name. Let's stand and be dismissed.